Good afternoon. So, as you heard Vicki say earlier, she expected me to sum up this stuff, and I was basically told to talk about length uniformity. So, the slides I have are length uniformity, but I took a whole bunch of notes to kind of address a lot of what's been discussed. And before I get into that, you know, I'd definitely like to thank Vicki and Jimmy Knowlton. I'm going to just throw him under the bus here. A lot of these slides came from him. And Nea Qatari at Cotton Incorporated also probably should be acknowledged because some of the input on this was hers as well. We have a lot of quality issues. You've heard it. We've got some challenges. There are opportunities as well. The good news is we actually have a lot of work going on to address some of these issues. You know, the issue of the waxes on cotton. And, you know, in a textile mill, everything is about moving the fibers alongside of each other, which is all about friction. And there's been very little work on that. There's no measurements of that. And the good and bad is right now, ARS works on five-year plans. And so we just finished writing five-year plans for the next 5 years where our research is going to be. And at our lab in New Orleans, we're taking a big change in direction from where we've been the last few years. And fiber friction and waxes are in there. We're also, you know, doing work on the color drift issue. I mean, we've been working on that for a couple of years. Mike Dowd, my boss right over there, we think we're finally getting some answers on that. We have some ideas. So we're, you know, as researchers, we're not ignoring these challenges. Even the damage in shipping. I mean, we handle bales an insane amount in the U.S. That leads to damage. So we have ideas on research to reduce that. Even the bark issues, you know, we did research years ago at the Clemson lab with in conjunction with Las Cruces, and we said for rotor spinning we needed level 2 bark to have an issue. We're having rotor spinning and ring spinning issues without a bark call even. That is bark. So what has changed? So we are working on these issues. So now some of this has been touched on already. Man-made fiber is highly uniform. Cotton is not. Whether we're talking about length, strength, you name it, cotton's highly variable. This is one of the advantages of cotton. If cotton was all perfectly uniform, it would look like polyester. That natural variation is what man-made fiber is actually chasing. Yes, the length uniformity, that's the advantage they have. But all the other variation in cotton is what makes cotton unique. We also touched on with the loan chart, premiums, discounts. They're out of alignment. You know, specifically for uniformity, there's not a reward for high uniformity. I mean, just, you know, you get an 86 uniformity, you've done something amazing. 30 points, it's not worth it. You know, at the same time, you're down 78 uniformity, that's going to hurt a mill. That's going to hurt to spin. And so things are out of whack, and this goes for the whole loan chart. I've complained about the loan chart before. So Robbie kind of showed a little bit of this. This upper slide from Jimmy, this is the last 20 years, and staple length. Breeders have done a great job. Producers have done a great job. You know, we've increased staple length nicely. And when you look at it, you go, uniformity's flat. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. Doesn't really change much. Or does it? So Jimmy broke this out looking at the length groups, so different staple lengths. And the general trend there, to my eye, is staple length or uniformity is reducing. We're hiding it because we have longer staple. More importantly to a textile mill, short fiber content. And short fiber content's a really hard thing to measure with an HVI, and I'm not going to go there. 10 years ago, we beat on that horse. But I'm looking at short fiber content, and yes, I expect, you know, a 32 staple cotton should have more short fiber than a 36 staple. But in all cases, we're looking at 1-2% increase in short fiber over the last 20 years. These are not small numbers. This directly relates to spinning efficiency, how fast the mill can run, which is just economic efficiency, ends down, and this is where man-made fiber gets in. There's a lot of relationships. Basically, as I said, if you have longer staple, you expect higher uniformity. Usually, if you have longer staple, you expect lower short fiber. Higher strength cotton does equal higher uniformity, lower short fiber, because we do break the fiber. That's, you know, you heard all about the lint cleaner work that ARS is doing. Lint cleaners are necessary evils. They break fibers. One thing we haven't touched on, NEP levels. Immature cotton, you get more NEPs as we handle it. The more we handle it, not just in the gin, but also in the mill. We handle it. We entangle those fibers. That brings that length down. We get lower uniformity. These These two pictures on the bottom, for those who haven't ever seen, the one on the right is the very ugly way that the HVI actually works. You know, uniformity is the ratio of the upper half mean, which is the length we talk about, to the mean length. But short fiber is always at a half inch. And so one's a relative number and one's an absolute. So yeah, they're a little hard to interpret. At the same time, on the left there, that's APHIS. And APHIS is able to measure two different ways, both individual counting fibers or by weight. And you'll see there when it's number weight based, well, short fibers don't weigh as much as long fibers, so there's different biases. And so when you see some of these numbers, it's kind of important to understand how we're measuring things. But back to uniformity specifically, and again, AMS touched on this a little bit, there's definitely regional trends. You know, this is broken down by class and office for the last six seasons. The Mid-South is consistently higher. I mean, it bounces around, you know, a bit, but the Mid-South is consistently higher. The Far West, I mean, Visalia class and office kind of caught my eye because we always think of the Far West as being highly uniform. But when you start actually looking at it in detail, it's actually lagging behind the Mid-South. And then, you know, the High Plains of Texas have their own production challenges, which really end up pulling a lot of the averages down. So, okay, so that's really uplifting information. As far as uniformity, it's a product of breeding. We got to have good seed, good varieties, production, producers got to do their job, and ginning. You know, the idea of going back to the art of ginning, that we're not just cranking out as many bales per hour as we can, you know, and let's leave a little bit more leaf in because, hey, you know, the mill will deal with it. It's a balancing act, like Derek talked about. How much do you clean versus how much damage do you do? But all that affects uniformity. And as you heard, there's a lot of ongoing research. ARS is doing a lot. Cotton Incorporated is doing work. And not just on link cleaner technologies. We've got some ideas in Stoneville we'll be working on this year. Taking a completely different bent to link cleaning. But then for those breeders, we are working on better measurements and tools for the breeders, both USDA with support from Cotton Incorporated and Texas Tech University are working on that. Because in order for that first key part there, the breeding and the producers, we've got to give them the tools to know how this cotton is going to perform. With that being said, you know, on the other issue, I thought I was going to get away without talking about contamination for a year. So much for that. I would say the genie is out the bottle. We can solve module wrap. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. We're getting a handle on that. But the mills are noticing all the other stuff that's probably always been there. And, that's going to be the bigger challenge. Module wrap, it's the big one to get. But the one the mills are really getting us on is everything else. So hygiene is important. And with that, panel time, I guess.